Hey guys, this is Brent Harbolt with the Harbolt Company, and welcome to the tutorial that I am doing on widgets for your iPhone or iPad. Now, this is a tutorial that's going to just go over what widgets are, how you add a widget to your phone screen or your lock screen, and what you can do with widgets, and also how to customize your lock screen so you can change the lock screen with different widgets depending on what focus you are in. So if you guys like these kinds of tutorials, we have several other tutorials on our website that we go over Windows 11. We've got a Windows 10 tutorial. We've got an iOS main tutorial for iOS usage as far as just using iOS in general. We've also got an Apple Watch tutorial and things like that. So be sure and check out our other audio tutorials on the website for immediate purchase, and you can do so at harboltcompany.com. You can also get in touch with us at 405-471-1200, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com. So like I said, what are widgets? Well, widgets are basically small pieces of information. If you can just picture a way to easily look at information on your iPhone or your iPad without having to dig down through a bunch of items. Now, widgets have been a thing on Android devices for a long time, but recently in the newest iOS, Apple has introduced being able to do widgets on your main screens of your phone, your main pages. Used to, you could do some widgets on the Today screen, and that was it. But now Apple has introduced a way to do widgets on your any page of your phone or iPad, as well as being able to customize your lock screen with different widgets. So for instance, a widget might be a way to easily look to see what the temperature is currently in your area without having to download a separate app to do so. Or maybe you want to see what the battery health is or the battery status is on devices that you have connected to your phone or connected to your iCloud account. Maybe you want to see what some current stock prices are just by looking at a piece of information on your screen of your phone without having to go to the stock app, tap on that, go into the stock app, tap again to do this, do that, whatever. It's just a way to quickly access really important information right there, either on your lock screen or on your first page or your second page or your third page of your phone, no matter what you do. So this tutorial will walk you through how to set those widgets up and how to customize your lock screen with widgets, as well as how to make it your lock screen change with different widgets depending on what type of focus you're in. So maybe if you're in like a sleep focus, you might have your lock screen set to show sunrise and sunset, moon phase, that kind of thing. But then when your focus is turned off and into your main, basically your main focus, which is no focus on, then it changes to show other information. Or maybe when you're in your fitness focus, maybe when you go to do a workout, your fitness focus comes on and now your lock screen shows you your move rings, your exercise rings, how many calories you burn, things like that. So that's kind of what widgets are in a nutshell. So if that sounds interesting to you guys, stay tuned and we will go over all that. And if you're listening to this introduction, if this sounds like something that you guys would like, then you can purchase this audio tutorial right on our website and we'll get it to you for immediate download. So again, guys, we appreciate you and we look forward to making your life a little easier with some different things that you can do on your iPhone or your iPad. And like I said, you can always get in contact with us at 405-471-1200. Also, you can access our website and all of our audio tutorials on our website at harboltcompany.com. And our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com. Thanks, guys, and we will see you in the next section.